السلام عليكم، I'm مختار أحمد with the Virtual University course of Organizational Behavior. The course code of the course subject is MGT502 and I'm here with my lecture number, the Organizational Behaviors lecture number 33. Let's quickly summarize our previous lecture, lecture number 32. We started with the environment part. So why it is important? What is environment and why it is important and what aspects of environment they are very important and what is the uniqueness of those environmental factors which can make them more important, the complexity of the environment, uncertainty of the environment, and the speed basically the which this environment is changing. They're putting extra effort on the organizations to re-engineer, to restructure, to redesign, to rethink if they want to survive in the market. And the major forces, the macro forces which we discussed last time, were the technology, political, legal, economic, and social culture. Mainly we focus on the work design and the technology changes. What is the importance of technology at the workplace? It is constantly, continually changing. And we need to adjust ourselves continually. The continuous improvement process is required. Why? Because the good isn't good enough, that it should be, it may be good tomorrow too. For that purpose, yes, we need to have more focus on this. So it is constantly reducing the variability in the organization's processes to produce more uniform product and services. Why? To satisfy the customer. How? To reduce the cost and increase the quality. So technology is playing very important role here. How it is playing very important role here? Because this technology is facilitating the organization, the processes of the organization, to speed up those processes, to become more efficient. And that is how it is helping. But at the same time, it is having the other impacts too, like putting under pressure those employees working in the organization. Additional stress is caused because the more and more is being expected from the people. The more and more is being expected from the employees. And the more and more is being expected from the organizations. And that is putting extra pressure. That is putting you under stress. And required conscious change in the organization. Because change as the environment change. For that purpose, then we discuss about this concept of re-engineering. And what is this re-engineering? As the word indicates, redesigning. Rethinking about what? Those processes, those procedures, whatever we are doing. So this process re-engineering is becoming very important. Today, we are following this path. Did we ever thought if we'll pick the another path, how it is going to affect our outcomes? Let's see if I'm going to my institution. I'm following the same path every day. Did I ever ask myself, because to go anywhere, you have multiple directions. Unless there is only one direction, yes. I never asked myself, can I follow the other line? Can I adopt this route? Because the more important thing will be the efficient way, the shortest way, and safest way. And where there is no crowd too, basically, because nowadays driving is becoming a hectic. Similarly, in the organizations, they have to rethink. They have to redesign all those processes, all those procedures to again increase the efficiency and effectiveness. And even they have to redesign the structures. they have to rethink about the organization designs too, because that was our subject where we started applying these different concepts. And for that purpose, business process reengineering is even becoming more important. Because you have to see the in-depth the processes. What thing is important? What step is required? What is redundant? Where you are doing the duplications? So you have to break the whole task into small pieces. And you have to try to understand each concept, each basic things, whatever processes we are talking. And uske alawa humne kya dekha? And we discussed about the application of this new IT or computer-based technologies on e-government, e-organization concept. And particularly here we discuss about the e-organizations. Those organizations which are using electronic, their processes, they have adopted the electronic way of doing those processes. It can be profitable or non-profit organizations that uses the internet especially, particularly the web-based technologies, the internet, and private net links to facilitate activities and communications, and those activities can be different processes. And then if you remember, I was fast, little bit fast for the last couple of slides because due to time constraint. So now I will again discuss those slides with you, those few topics which were, I quickly skipped them due to the time shorter during our previous lecture. And they were, again coming back to work design and technology, workspace design. Again, this is also playing very important role. What kind of environment you are working in. If you go around, if you have two options, one option is that is the place is very dumb type of place. They don't have any color scheme inside. They don't have any lively environment inside. Actual environment I'm talking. And other option is you have very nice office setup. Naturally, you'll opt for the second one. Because quality of work life is becoming very important too. For your motivation things. For your concentration things. And there are so many different factors they are playing important role in this workspace designing. Let's pick few things and discuss their importance with you. And see how due to change of this technology, due to change in this organization structure and designs, even the workspace itself is changing. Pick, for example, the size of the office used. It used to be like that at the higher level you are, the bigger office you can have, the independent office you can have. But due to this new changes, due to this technologies, and of course the cost factor is there, the way populations are growing, we don't have that much space. And no organization can have that much luxury to give 1,000 square feet or more than that office space to any offices. Now those sizes are coming shorter and shorter. The smart offices concept, the smart workplace concept, the smart furniture concept, the sizes, it now things are changing again. The trend is away from the traditional allocation of space based on the organization status toward a flexible open space design. Even now things are changing. People are using different type of office setup designs because mostly they are interested for the convenience. Of course, aesthetic sense is also there. But the important thing is the convenience. Similarly, arrangement. What kind of arrangement you want? Where you want to place your desk? Again, in your text, they are discussing different options that you should be facing toward the door to have more. And you should be sitting at a place where you have the maximum kind of exposure of the whole room will be toward you. And this is a totally different subject. But again, based on these new technologies, new organizational structure, new designs, this organizational size, the office size basically, or works space design کے حساب سے سائز کی بات کرتے ہیں یا ارینجمنٹ کی بات کرتے ہیں دے آر چینجنگ Similarly, the concept of privacy. Though now we are opening up, it is more becoming, let's make it open. Even you have to put the glasses so that everybody, you should be also watching your colleagues, and they should be also looking toward you. Because you remember, we discussed so many times, and of course in different subjects you might have covered the Hawthorne studies concept. The study of this effect of light intensity on the worker productivity. In the based on finding of those Hawthorne studies, again, this has also been proven that when people know that somebody is watching them, they will be extra careful in performing their activities. The new concept is now that office of the boss is treated in a way that he can have eye on most of the people working with him or with her. Even those small, you know, cabins type of things, the workplaces, workstations, still we do need some kind of privacy too. Let's see if I have to, because for your concentration, again, human psychology is that they want some kind of privacy too, though even if it's the small height cabins, the privacy is also there. Computer scientist hain, آپ جو سافٹ ویئر بناتے ہیں ان کے آفیسز آپ دیکھیں بالکل کیبن کیبن بنے ہوئے سارے کام کر رہے ہوتے ہیں دے آر اوپن بٹ سیم ٹائم دے آر فیسنگ ٹو ورڈ وال اینڈ دے آر کنسنٹریٹ تھوڑا سا آئسولیشن کی ہوئی ہے تاکہ دے شوڈ کنسنٹریٹ وین دے آر کوڈنگ دا پروگرام اینڈ سو آن سملرلی دیر آر فیو کانسیپٹس لائک دس فنگ شوئی اولڈ چائنیز کانسیپٹ یو ہیو ٹو کریٹ دی ہارمونی دا اسپیس ویئر یو آر ورکنگ ود دا لائف I asked one of my friend, knowing the Chinese language, that what is this feng shui? And he says, shui is basically the water. It has to do something with water. But then I read this whole concept. It has to do that when you're deciding about the office location, when you're deciding about the layout of the office, when you're talking about the desk position, the importance of water there, the plants and flower and reflection things, You should keep in your mind that you have to create the harmony. The chi, a C-H-I, who loves the kind of word they're using. Life forces of the space in the harmony and balance with the nature. The what kind of office or space, workspace designing you are doing, you have to keep in your mind the harmony with the nature. And how can we create the harmony? You have to keep the balance. In the Chinese society, then with the nature, they're getting maximum energy from the nature. The flow of water, that is they're relating with the flow of money. The location that, especially the door, the desk positioning, the flowers, the plants, because they are more close to nature. And other than that, even if you have nice office, the quality of work-life concept. If you have nice plants around you, that can also affect the behavior part. The feelings, the aesthetic sense basically. Now, there is a lot of research going on when they are designing different offices. What kind of color combination? What kind of light setting there? Because all those things are going to affect the mood of the people working there, the kind of work they are doing there. Because again, environment play a very important role. Remember when we were talking about the behavior? The behavior of is a function of what? Person and an environment. So, when we're designing the office, the workspace, because from the work organization design, organization structure, we have to come to the unit, the workspace designing. Again, we have to remember so many different things. People, they go for anything to get a good office in the organization because that has a nice sightseeing outside. These things do matter. Not only, of course, people, their personal liking, disliking, but on their moods. And the philosophy of other nation, other like Chinese things. But again, remember, when technology is changing, when the way people are doing business is changing, all those things are also changing. Like we discussed the size of the offices. As I said, it used to be kind of directly relationship with the hierarchy. The more you are going at the top, the bigger the size of your office is. And the size of office, the kind of furniture you are using, that was also reflecting the what kind of authority, what kind of power do you have. But now it is a little bit changing. The basic philosophy might be same, but in a different way. Now instead of having the best big desk, now people use the glass combination things. So they are coming up with a smart furniture type of things. It might be that it is the convenience. It might be that organization cannot afford that much, that type of luxury. The same time, due to change in the organization structure, due to change in the organization design, that is also becoming a requirement. So we have to be very careful. It seems to be a very small thing, but it is going to have very big effect on the perception of your organization outside, how people perceive about your organization. So that is also important. Similarly, workspace designing and productivity. If you want to put everything constant, it might not have any direct relationship or it might not have any direct effect on the productivity. But yes, it might have some effect on the morale and motivation factors. Not substantial. Plus, if you are adding up things, because now it is the efficiency which is becoming very important. As I said, organization go for very minute details and try to get benefit out of it. This work designing, or workspace designing is also becoming very important. Work redesign options. Work itself, it was a space, workspace designing. Now what about the work itself? The things are changing. As I said, IT is there. If there were 10 people doing the same job, now even with one person, with the computer, you can accomplish the same job. The job itself is changed. So organization, they are coming up with this contingency plan. And they are responding in a way that they go for the job rotations. What is job rotation? The periodic shifting of a worker from one task to another. And this is becoming very important. It has multiple benefits. Number one, you are enriching the person's learning. The job itself is enriching. He is learning more and more different kind of tasks. Or she is having more expertise. Number two, you are preparing him because for the future, maybe next time the thing will change. And one or two jobs may become the redundant. Thirdly, it is good for organization too. Let's see, if a person working on a particular job is not coming due to any sickness or any problem, at least you have another person available who can immediately take up the charge. So that is how job rotation is working. And in some organization, it is a requirement too. Like in the banking sector, to teach every step of those financial transactions. Whenever they are having the initial inductions, they put that person on the rotation so that he or she should be able to get on-hand experience of each processes taking place in that particular branch of the bank. Then is a job enlargement, the horizontal expansion of the job. Similarly, job enrichment, the vertical expansion of the job, giving more power. Putting more responsibility. See, now even jobs are changing. Now we have discussed about the organizational structure, organizational design. We have discussed about the job space designing. Then we discuss about the option of the job itself changes. And let's talk about the scheduling, the scheduling. Options, different options in the workplace you can have. As I said, now people are going more toward the flexibilities. The flexible structure, the flexible environment, the flexible working hours now even. For that purpose, we can have the concept of flex timing. What is flex timing? That employee work during common core time period each day, but have discretion in forming their total workings from a flexible set of hours outside that core timing I'll show you a diagram. Then is a job sharing. What is job sharing? That to complete that particular job, it's not necessary that one person should spend 8 hours. Even in the, from the same family, a husband and a wife, if they both are doctors, that is fine. If 4 hours, one doctor can spend in the office, and the remaining, the other part of the family. Or even other people. That option is also there now. May not be in our society, but mostly abroad, job sharing concept is there. Similarly, telecommuting. Telecommuting is basically employees do their work at their home on a computer, and that is linked to the office. And that is how they do the things from their home. Even they don't have to physically come at the office. Now, in this slide, you can see the example of a flex time schedules. Now, see at the center, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you have a common core time. But before that, you have the flex time, and even after 3 p.m., you have the flex time. And organizations start from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, each implies they're required to be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. But in the remaining hour, they can have the flexibility that they can come at morning time, early, and leave early. Or they can come at 9 and stay late. That is how, what they are doing basically. Again, the flexibility is there. They're making other people looking at their convenience, that they should do their work at their convenience. Especially these dot-com companies, the most of the worker people, they do late night work. And they don't go for the convention right from 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. or 9 a.m. offices. They come late. They stay late. And at their convenience, the most important thing is the task they are doing. So this whole changing in the environment due to technologies, the organizational structures are changing. The organizational designs are changing. The work space you are readjusting. The work itself you are rotating. And of course, the timing too. You can have the options of job sharing. You can have an option of flex timing. You can have option of telecommuting, sitting at your home and working. Even the flex timing, I have explained earlier, I think, too. You can have 5 days a week work. You can have 6 days a week work. And even you can have 3 days or 4 days a week work. Because you have to complete those hours, 40 hours per week. That is how now organizations are becoming meaningless. And again, it is the requirement. The time is changing. The technologies are changing. The things are changing. Now, if organization should have been very strict, no. We just want to follow the same thing, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., whatever. So that will become difficult now. Because now people have more options. And simultaneously, now even organization, they have to make adjustment in their timing. Especially those organizations which are dealing in the multinational environment. Like here, if we have morning time, in the States, it will be evening. 12 ghante ka farak, 13 ghante ka farak, 14 ghante ka farak, time farak bhi hai na. Usko bhi adjust karne ke liye, especially those offices which are having direct dealing with offices abroad, they have to make adjustment here too. Because their clients, they are sleeping at this time, and what is the big fun of opening office at this time here, if this is the only work they are doing? So they have to readjust. They have to readjust their timings. See, things are changing. Smart people will adjust themselves. Smart organizations are going to respond with this changing environment. Otherwise, again, what is going to happen? They'll become a history. New organization will take up the place. New people will take up the position. And because things have to move. So we have to understand these things. What about, again, telecommuting? The advantages and disadvantages. large labor pool you can have. High productivity, less turnover, because people are working at their convenience. Improve morale, reduce office space cost. Overhead is, they are going to be reduced. But there are disadvantages too. Less direct supervision. Difficult to coordinate teamwork. And difficult to quantify or evaluate non-quantitative performance. And that was all from that previous lecture, which we skipped last time. And today we were supposed to start a new topic that has to do with the human resource policies and procedures or practices. Remember, we are talking about the organization behavior subject. We are discussing different part of this organization behavior subject. We have already discussed the individual level behavior. Basic things, the factors, those things which are playing very important role in the behavior of individuals. Then we shifted to organization level, group level. How when those individuals, they are coming close to each other, how those personal behaviors, they are being re-modified, adjusted in this environment of the group. What are these different factors? What are different forces which are reshaping the same individual behavior in a different way when it is coming into a group? And how those individual behavior aspect, those personality part, those perception part, they are influencing the behavior of the group and vice versa. And then the third stage, when all those different type of groups, of course comprising of different people, when they're coming close to work for the organization, they're working within organization, in reality or virtual condition, virtual situation too, how those different group behavior, they're going to have the effects on organizational behavior, or how organization's policies, practices, or procedures, they are going to have kind of effect on the behavior of the group, those groups, and of course the individuals. To understand again those things relating directly to human resource practices and policies, we have to start this new topic here. But to understand human resource practices and policies, first of all, we have to understand what is human resource and what is human resource management. I know a lot of people out of you, those people who are watching me, you might have taken this human resource course with me too already earlier. But again, for the people who have first time taking this organization behavior without having any background of basic management or HRM, I think it will be a requirement on my part to give you just a touch of what this human resource management is. Managing the people. Like in this slide, you see the puppet. So they're not puppet. They're the people. They're not a machine. We're talking about the living reality. They're not the tools. They're not like laptop. I just close it. I just open it. I just turn it on. I just turn it off. Because turning them on, turning them off toward their work, it needs different kind of things. You have to understand the behavior of the people. That is why we started from beginning what the human being is and what are their behaviors. So let's start to understand what this human resource management is, HRM we call it. It has to do with the staffing and support functioning of the organizations. But what is human resource management? It is managing the people. The management of the people. And you know what is management, right? When you are doing all those different functions of management with the people, you have to organize them, you have to direct them, you have to control them, you have to lead them, you have to plan for them. So all those things are part of the manager to get things done from the people. And again here, now we are going to, first I'll give you just basic concepts of human resource management, and then we'll try to understand the few policies and practices. And then we try to relate and understand with the basic behavior part of the people and the behavior of the organization's group or organization basically. Human resource management. Kya cheez hai? Managerial function that tries to match an organization needs to the skill and ability of its employee. تھوڑی سی پیسیفک ڈیفینیشن. لیکن جنرلی اٹ از دا مینیجنگ دا پیپل. ہاؤ ٹو مینج پیپل. اینڈ ڈونٹ یو تھنک وٹ ایور وی ہیو لرن ڈیورنگ اوور پریویس 32 لیکچرز ناؤ اٹ ول ہیلپ اس ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دم بیٹر, ٹو پرڈکٹ دیئر بہیویئر, ناٹ اونلی پرڈکٹ دیئر بہیویئر بٹ ٹو انفلوئنس دیئر بہیویئر through different policies, through different procedures, through different practices to achieve the desired goals for organization, for group, for individuals. What are the main HR activities? Getting people, preparing people, stimulating people, and keeping people. Four basic activities. And these are the same four things which are the challenges of today's organization. We are going to discuss them too. How to get good people, getting not only the people, getting the right people. This is the most important thing. And then how to prepare them according to your environment. Okay, you have prepared them. How to keep them motivated that they should continue performing as you require. Not only this, then how to retain them, how to keep them, because if they are prepared, if they are delivering, what is the guarantee that other organization are not going to pick them from you? What activities you can do? What kind of motivation thing you are going to blend in your process, in your practices, in your policies, that you should be able to retain good, again, right type of people, the good people, not only the people. Because otherwise, mashallah, we are self-sufficient. We have more than 140 million people in Pakistan. ایک جاب نکلتی ہزاروں اپلیکیشن آتی. دا امپورٹنٹ تھنگ از دا رائٹ پیپل وچ آر میچنگ دا ابلٹی اینڈ اسکل آف دا ہوم از میچنگ ود دی ریکوائرمنٹ آف دی آرگنائزیشن. رائٹ پیپل, رائٹ پرسن ایٹ دا رائٹ جاب. لیٹس گو ون بائی ون. اسٹافنگ, دا گیٹنگ پارٹ آف دا فرسٹ پارٹ وی کال اسٹافنگ. فار دس وی ہیو ٹو ڈو اسٹریٹجک ہیومن ریسورس پلاننگ. We have to do recruitment. We have to do selection. And we'll discuss these things. Not in that much detail, but because otherwise it will be again a 45 more lecture on HR. So, getting part will be the staffing, where you need to have the strategic planning. How many people do you have today? How many you will be needing tomorrow? Mean next phase. And how you are going to train your people that they should work. They should be ready for the future work. How to recruit them? How to select them? These are few decisions you will be taking. Like employment planning, strategic goals and objective, job requirement changes, and then you have to do job analysis. You have to do the job description and specification. You have to go for the different kind of recruitment processes. And you have to go for the selection. I hope you know already these terms. This terminology. I'll just, at the end, I'll start focusing on a couple of basic activities. I'll not go in each activity. What is recruitment, by the way? What is the selection? What is the difference between recruitment and selection? Recruitment is basically when you're attracting people. And you're using different tools. The sources can be internal source or external sources. And then will be selection process. And again in selection, if you have taken that course of human resource management with me, there is a series of activities you are going through. Different kind of tests, different kind of interviews. But basically what are you doing? You are making the judgment. Judgment about the person. Not on personality. Not about the person. But judgment about the matching. Fix. Matching of what? The ability, skills, the knowledge base of that particular person with the requirement of the organization so that you can have the better fit there. And that will be the important part of the selection. And this is, as I have explained so many times, that this human resource management is a very important topic, very important subject, because we have to deal with the people. Each one of us will be dealing with the people. Doesn't matter what level in the organization we are working. We have to interact with each other. the more we know about the people, better it will be for us to manage the people. Then how to prepare them? Yes, getting is done. You have done the planning part. You have done the analysis, job analysis part. Then you have gone through this recruitment and selection part. Now you have the people with you, the right people. Now how you should prepare them? Prepare them what for? What? To work in your organization and to go along with other integral part of the team. For that purpose, you have to provide them the training and development. And you know what is the difference between training and development? Training is for today, development is for future. Training is for what kind of training or learning you require at the present job, and development when you are training a person for the future job. And training and development are preparing that person or those person for your organization. You need to give them the orientation first. The day they will be entering in your organization, you have to introduce them with the system, with the culture, with the values, with the rule and regulations, with the policies of your organization, so that they should feel comfortable there. We also call it a socialization process. And again, with the passage of time, you also have to provide them the training and development for their career, and of course, for the development of the organization. So what are the goals of training and development? The first thing will be, socialization training part will be, to adapt him or her to the new surroundings, to cope with the changes, to meet with the organization needs. That is here, this training and development is working, helping them, not when they're entering, but during their career path too. Because things are changing. Technology is changing. Now, you have to help them to cope up with those changes, to prepare themselves for your future, for their future too. Because if somebody knows that I don't have any career path here now, what is the big fun? Why should I spend more time here? Because I'm not having another option there. This is again human psychology. They want to grow in their career path. For that purpose too, this training and development is becoming very important. And yes, for rethinking, re-engineering, you might be redoing different things. You might be redesigning organization structure. You might be redesigning the job itself. For those purpose, or for that particular purpose too, you need to train your people. You have to develop them for future, so that you should be ready when there is requirement. Otherwise, if you will miss that part, that is going to have a huge opportunity loss. And third part is how to keep them stimulating. How to keep them motivated, rather. How to stimulate them is by motivation. How can you do that? Job design itself is going to be having a motivation factor. The proper performance appraisal. And I'll try to discuss, these are very important activities, the performance appraisal with the behavior aspect. وہ جو ہم نے پرسیپشن میں دیکھا تھا کہ کیا کیا غلطیاں کرتے ہیں وہ یہ پرفارمنس اپریزل میں بھی غلطیاں وہی آتی ہیں جس کی وجہ سے پرابلمز آتے ہیں اینڈ اٹ از اگین ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دوز تھنگ اینڈ واٹ اباؤٹ ریوارڈ سسٹمز اینڈ کمپنسیشن نتھنگ از فری یو نو اینڈ پیپل ڈو سے دیٹ وین سم تھنگ از فری اٹ ہیز نو ویلو نو باڈی ڈو اینی تھنگ فری نو باڈی respond unless there is a catch for him or her. So, reward and compensation. Because all these things, they're affecting the behavior of the people. The motivation things. What is the motive behind them? Why should they do this? And about employee benefits. To stimulate them, to keep them motivated, organization have to make or prepare or modify different policies, different processes, so that they should keep motivating their employees. If I'll do this extra thing, I'll be getting this acknowledgement. If I'll achieve this goal, I'll be getting this benefit. It might not be monetary, it might be a non-financial thing. So, all these things are reality. Those behavior aspects, now they are helping us here. Don't you think that when we discuss the motivation thing, Now when we're talking about the application of this thing, it is now making more sense. And that was the reason I said at that time, please try to understand. Please try to grab those concepts. Because when we'll be using those things, applying those things, then it will be more kind of, if you have understood it, you are enjoying. You are now shaking your head. Yes, yes, this is making sense. But if you're lost somewhere, then Allah Hafiz aapka. Theek hai na? Yehi cheez hai, the stimulate part. Getting, preparing, and the third part was stimulating. The basic four activities jo hum discuss kar rahe hain HR ke hawale se. Again, motivation, ye kuch cheez skip bhi kar lete hain. Last part was to keep them. How to keep them? We call it maintenance. Health and safety, communication, employees relationship. These are the few things which can help you to retain your employees. Now organizations, they have to again make policies about their health and safety, about proper communication things, about their employees relationship with the organization, with the employer, with the colleagues, which is going to act as a glue, as a binding force to keep those people, to retain those people with you. That maintenance again, the health, safety, communication, employee assistance program, environment where employees' voices are heard, these are becoming very important. If you are giving your employees importance, believe me, they're not going to leave you, even if they will get better option. That is going to be organizational citizenship concern. They're owning this organization. They're owning you. So coming back, what this organization, what is this human resource management? Conducting job analysis. The function of human resource department is to conduct the job analysis, to plan for the labor needs, human resource planning basically, to select job candidate after recruitment and selection process, basically then orienting or socializing and training new people or new employees, managing their wages, their salaries or compensation system, providing incentive and benefits, appraising their performance. It's very important because it has two fold functions. One is the developmental part, one is the evaluation part. You have to evaluate your system, your policies, the person itself, and same time, you will figure out what kind of development is required, what kind of training is required for that person, what kind of improvement is required in that system, in that structure, whatever, to get the performance better, to have the efficient and effective the workforce with you. Communicating is another function, training and development, and building the employee's commitment is yet another function HR department, a human resource management, is doing in the organizations. Why is this HR management is important? To all manager. Why this HR management is important? Because it helps you to voice the common personnel mistakes. Jo roz marra hum logon se deal karte hue galtiyan karte hain, وہ جو سلیکشن پروسیس میں غلطیاں کر جاتے ہیں اس سے آپ کو اوائڈ کراتا ہے, اس سے بچاتا ہے. وہ غلطیاں کیا ہے؟ ہائرنگ دا رانگ پرسن فار دا جاب, ایکسپیرینسنگ ہائی ٹرن اوور, فائنڈنگ یور پیپل ناٹ ڈوئنگ دیئر بیسٹ, ویسٹنگ ٹائم ود انلیس اور یوز لیس انٹرویوز, ہیونگ یور کمپنی ٹیکن ٹو دا کورٹ بیکاز آف یور ڈسکریمنیٹری ایکشنز, اینڈ ہیونگ یور کمپنی سائٹڈ فار دا بیڈ ریپوٹیشن. نام بنانا مشکل کام ہے, بگڑنا ایسے جاتا ہے, اینڈ یو ہیو ٹو بی ویری کیئرفل اسپیشلی دس کمپیٹیٹو انوائرمنٹ. دا باٹم لائن از دیز آر آل دوز ایچ آر پریکٹسز دے گوئنگ ٹو ہیلپ یو ٹو انشور ٹو گیٹ ریزلٹس تھرو ادر, بیکاز دیٹ از دا بیسک تھنگ اے مینیجر از ڈوئنگ. دا مینیجر جاب از ٹو گیٹ تھنگز ڈن فرام ادر پیپل, اینڈ اف یو نو مور اباؤٹ دا ہیومن ریسورس اور ہیومن بہیویئر, ہیومن پیپل are people about people, their different liking, disliking. If you are able to predict their behavior, you can influence their behavior. And if you can influence their behavior, you will get things done from them in desired manner. And again, this whatever, all those activities of human resource planning or management are as a human resource system, you are again in an environment. in a dynamic environment, in a corporate culture, in a national culture you are working. One thing you might be doing here, but if you have to do the similar type of thing in another country, you might have to do in a different way. Your policies and procedure can be different at different locations. It can be different here. If your setup is in UK somewhere, it might have to be different there. As per their national culture, as per their economic conditions, as per their labor tradition, legal forces, political forces, and other things. Because they are also having effect on whatever activities, whatever strategy you are making. And we're talking about the human resource system. We're talking about those policies, procedures, dealing with recruitment, selection, motivating, reward system, training, career path, and so on. And if we have the good HR system in the organization, you can have the productivity, you can have the high profit, and organization is going to stay. It is going to survive. Not only organization is going to get the benefit, the stakeholders and stockholders, they are also going to get the benefit. How? Their return is high, return on investment is safe. Similarly, the customers are also going to be very happy. That is the, again, most important thing. The customer satisfy, your organization is there. With your quality of service, the quality of products, speed and responsiveness, low cost, innovation, and these type of things which customer like. Your employees are going to be satisfied. Why? Because of the fair treatment. Because of their satisfaction. Because of their empowerment. And because you are looking after them. With health and safety. What about strategic partner? Your supplier, your union, customer, your those other stake kind of strategic partner which are dealing with, which especially in this era when you're having the network. One unit is somewhere else, the other is somewhere else. Similarly, society, because ultimately society is also going to get the benefit. Managing human resource of this era, again, the first four things which we discuss. It will depend on the organization ability, that how they're going to attract good people. And if they are attracting them, how they are going to develop them. Not only this, how they're going to motivate them. And ultimately, how they're going to retain them. And if you are able to have the successful HR, it is going to be beneficial for the organization. As we said earlier, high annual sale, high profit, survival. It is not only going to help the organization, but employees also going to get the benefit because they are having the security of jobs. Not only this, the society is also going to get the benefit because it is the welfare of the social society. Everything is in the legal framework. Let's talk about those basic things which are going to have direct effect on the employees in the organization. It starts with the job analysis. What is job analysis? A systematic process of collecting and making judgment about all important information related to jobs. Because if you have proper job analysis, it is going to help in so many different ways. See, the job analysis is playing the pivotal role, central part, in all those HR activities like HR planning, recruitment, selection, HR development, performance appraisal, compensation, you name it. Employee relationship, HR research, whatever activities they are involved in the HR part, this base is going to be provided by the proper job analysis. If any organization can do those things properly, all other things they are going to build on this, so those job analysis part in efficient way. Job analysis ka outcome kya hota hai? There are three outcomes of a job analysis. One is the job description, job specification, and job evaluation. Ye teeno cheezein kya hai? ان کو نیکسٹ لیکچر میں تھوڑا سا آپ کے ساتھ شیئر کروں گا. پھر آپ کو بیسک پالیسیز اور پروسیجرز کے بارے میں ڈسکس کریں گے اور پھر دیکھیں گے کس طرح یہ چیزیں افیکٹ کر رہی ہوتی ہیں مختلف بیہیویئرس کو اور وائس ورسا ایک دوسرے کو پالیسیز بھی ہیں اس بیہیویئر بیس پہ آپ ماڈیفائی بھی کر سکتے. آئی تھنک آئی ہیو ٹو اسٹاپ اٹ اگین ہیئر, ٹائم از اپ. ڈو وی نیڈ ٹو کوئکلی سمرائز ہیومن ریسورس پالیسیز اینڈ پریکٹسز, دس ول بی اوور ٹاپک. It was a topic today, part of the whole lecture was focusing on this, but basically what I did, I just explained to you what this human resource management is.
اور کیا ہوتا ہے یہاں پہ, ٹھیک ہے نا, وہی بتایا آپ کو, ایکٹیویٹیز, گیٹنگ پیپل, پریپیئرنگ پیپل, اسٹیمولیٹنگ پیپل اینڈ کیپنگ دیم, اور یہی چار آج کل کے چیلنجز ہیں. جاب انالیسز کا ذکر کیا آپ کے ساتھ, نیکسٹ بھی اسی کو کنٹینیو کریں گے اور انہی چیز کو سمجھنے کی کوشش کریں گے ود ریفرنس ٹو دی انڈیویجول بیہیویئر, آرگنائزیشن بیہیویئر, اور پھر گروپ کا کس طرح آپ اس میں, اور کس طرح یہ پالیسیز اور پریکٹسز جو ہے آرگنائزیشن بناتی ہے بیس آن دوز بیہیویئر آسپیکٹ. الٹیمیٹلی گول از اگین ٹو گیٹ دی ایفیشینٹ اینڈ افیکٹو گول اچیومنٹس. ٹیک کیئر آف یور سیلف, ورک ہارڈ, ناؤ تھنگز آر مور اپلیکیشن تھنگز, رائٹ, اینڈ وتھ دس بلیو دیٹ یو آر انڈرسٹینڈنگ ناؤ اینڈ یو آر آلسو ڈوئنگ یور پارٹ. اللہ حافظ, السلام علیکم.